morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Joining us today, Charles C. Plummer with Dow AgriSciences.
Charles, how does Arylex Active and new Culex herbicide, how does that benefit our wheat producers?
Well, it's been a while since wheat growers have had new technology in the wheat market. Culex herbicide offers a new active ingredient, Arylex Active, which is the first member of a new chemical family of Group 4 auxin herbicides. Our area has historically been wheat on wheat, causing it over-reliance on the same class of chemistry for many years now. Because of this, producers are not experiencing the herbicide efficacy that they once did. Culex not only has a new active ingredient, but it also provides two modes of action. This allows growers to effectively control many key weed species, including resistant biotypes. Arylex Active is an effective tool for controlling ALS and glyphosate-resistant weeds, such as glyphosate-resistant marestail.
Thanks, Charlsey. For more information on Culex herbicide, contact your local Dow AgriSciences rep or visit FlexibleWeedControl.com.
I'm standing under a very tall bridge waiting to talk about new Culex wheat herbicide with a satisfied user who's about to bungee jump from the top. Here he comes, sir.
Culex lets you plant the crops you want, when you want, while controlling difficult weeds.
What he's saying is that only Culex wheat herbicide combines strength with flexibility, a powerful new active ingredient that keeps your crop rotation options open. Learn more at FlexibleWeedControl.com or visit your local retailer.
Culex!
Strength and flexibility. Good for bungee jumps, good for wheat growers, bad for interviews.
Earlier this week, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and the Environmental Protection Agency announced rulemaking that includes a new definition of the waters of the U.S. rule under the Clean Water Act. The proposed rule is designed to revise the definition of WOTUS in order to make sure that the definition matches up with the Trump administration's executive order issued in February of 2017. Brent Van Dyke is president of the National Association of Conservation Districts. He's pleased with the work done by the EPA and the Army Corps to address just how complex the definition of jurisdictional waters can be. Locally led conservation, including local decision making, must be at the forefront of these clarification efforts, he says. That's why the NACD has consistently stood against expanding federal jurisdiction under the Clean Water Act. Van Dyke says they are optimistic the new rule will provide clarity and transparency around current WOTUS regulations and help landowners have a better understanding of exactly what is compliant with the law. The National Association of Conservation Districts says it will continue to work with the EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers to provide additional input as they complete the review of the proposed rule. Water experts around the country are looking at the details of the Trump administration's proposed Waters of the U.S. rule. While the outlines are becoming clear, some of those experts tell Politico that there are different directions the administration could go when the final rule comes out next year. In written language before the actual proposal, the administration asks for comments on several specific alternatives. That's something that might help the administration fight off expected legal challenges to a final rule, especially if it looks quite a bit different from the one proposed this year. The proposal would give protection to streams that flow year-round, as well as intermittent waterways that carry water only at certain times of the year. But the EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers asks commentators to weigh in on whether or not the definition should only cover perennial waterways. That would be a much bigger change than what the EPA is currently proposing. The text also asks for comments on whether protection should be given to water features that contribute less than intermittent flow. The proposed rule issued this week would dramatically shrink the number of wetlands protected federally by covering only those that touch or have a direct surface water connection with protected rivers, streams, and lakes. You got farm news on Ron.
Attend this year's premier soil health event, the 23rd annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January 29th, 30th at the Century 2 Convention Center in Wichita, Kansas. Keynote speakers include Jay Fuhrer and David Montgomery. Choose from 50 breakout sessions with speakers like Christine Jones, Brian Jorgensen, Russell Hedrick, Lucas Criswell, Chris Nichols, and other soil health leaders, and enjoy networking with local, regional, and international soil health producers. Register now at www.notill.org.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.